Ben, thank you so much for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about this deal with Sungjae Oh, and I have to ask you right off the top. It's public knowledge the Texas Rangers tore up an agreement with this guy because they didn't like what they saw in the medical. Why would the Blue Jays now go out and sign a pitcher with this pre-existing medical history?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think what it comes down to is he has pitched with it in the past. So this isn't, as I understand it, a new injury that's emerged, say, over the course of the offseason. He's been a pretty effective pitcher for the past couple of years in St. Louis. And so based on what we've seen on the major league level from Sungjae Oh, he's been a pretty effective reliever. And so even though there are certainly questions and even concerns about that elbow, it doesn't seem like it's been enough for the Blue Jays to stop pursuing him. And even though the deal is still pending a physical, I would expect this to happen, and I would expect an announcement sometime early this week.
Does this increase the likelihood that Joe Biagini stays as a starting pitcher?
Yeah, it probably does, right? Because at this point, you're looking at five spots locked down in the bullpen between Osuna, Tapera, Barnes, and Aaron Loop. So that leaves two to three spots up for grabs, depending on if they roll with a seven or eight-man bullpen. And between the John Axfords and Al Albuquerque's, Craig Breslow, I mean, they've got Deck McGuire. There are a lot of different options that they could look at for that bullpen. And that's not even to mention guys that we saw last year, like a Tim Meza or a Carlos Ramirez. So I think at this point, you know, I just don't see the need to put Joe Biagini in that rotation, in the bullpen, especially because he can be useful as a starter to you.
Ben, we're going to be joined by Elliot Friedman in a few minutes. I just want to ask you one other very quick question before he lets you scoot. Health concerns, obviously, with a couple of Blue Jays this spring, Aaron Sanchez, Devin Travis, different health concerns, but health concerns nonetheless. Both looked pretty impressive this weekend. Devin Travis ranging wide in one play to make a terrific throw and really seemed to be moving well.
Yeah, he really did. And I think that's about as good as you could have hoped for from Travis and from Aaron Sanchez. Sanchez able to get through it. No blister issues, throwing 95, 96, and he's back in games. As for Travis, you have him get a base hit, move very well in the field, draw a walk. That's the exact Devin Travis template that they are looking for all season. And if he can replicate that throughout spring every couple of days, then they will be thrilled entering the season.